live. Join me in the closet. It's 7 minutes in heaven.
Kevin is still peeing, guys, so I'm going to open this.
Longest pee ever.
Holy shit.
And then I'll let Kevin come in. This is 7 minutes in heaven. This is when we talk about sports for 7 minutes or longer, probably more longer. I think that's what Kevin says every damn time.
Yep.
Nailed it.
We're going to talk about a bunch of shit right now. So far, Chris has a cool rundown. I added one thing. Wilson, since that happened today.
There you go.
Cut from the, I keep saying the 49ers, the Broncos. We got an FSU update. We'll let Chase handle that because he's got a boner for that team right now. Knowles absolutely are crushing in the combine. We got some more college baseball new rules, which I completely think is bullshit. An NCAA tournament 2 weeks from bracket, which I assume we got a bracket challenge coming from Chris.
Come on. Obviously.
We got some sports trivia, and apparently Kevin is pooping right now because he's still not
the longest pee Kevin's ever taken.
Like, I was like, Jason is trying to fill
What the hell y'all doing here, boys?
Is that Tom Selleck? Is Tom Selleck
God
in here?
Damn it. Hey, it's Chester, boy. Hey, it's been a minute now.
Chester,
I grew out a mustache.
I see that.
Man, you can't believe it.
Mustache a little crooked there, Chester. What's going on with that?
Your dick looks crooked, motherfucker. I done synced it twice on that TikTok. I synced it. All right, welcome in, y'all. 7 minutes. Hey, it's been a fucking hot minute, but my name's Chester. Y'all don't ever y'all never invite me no more.
There's probably a reason for that.
Well, gone.
It's you. I can understand.
You're the reason.
Yeah, I thought you were in jail, to be honest with you, Chester.
For sure. Did you get let out?
Short stint.
When'd you get out?
Short stint.
What did you do again?
Well,
it was a naked thing, right?
I touched the fucking stingray the wrong way, and I wasn't supposed to.
I'm so glad he said stingray.
You take the stingray out of the water, and you take two fingers. And if you don't do it right, you go to jail for like
legally,
6 months.
Legally speaking, how close are you allowed to get to schools?
Same reason.
You know.
Same reason.
You know. You know. But anyway, we're here to talk about sports, boy, right? Let's get right into it, huh?
Yeah, Chester.
Jose just took a swig out of a goddamn milk gallon or some shit. What the fuck was that? What the hell was that, boy? It sounded like you just fucking dipped your whole body into the ocean.
I'm just baptized myself.
Chester, what do you think about Russell Wilson getting cut from the Broncos?
Who? That motherfucker ain't been nobody since he the thing that Kevin don't ever let me talk about is that one time. That's the last time. Oh, shit.
Hey, that must have. Come on. Get yourself together.
Chester's mustache, for those of you listening, is dancing right now.
It's moving.
I bet you wish you were dancing on my mustache.
I was going to say, it's kind of turning me on a little bit, yeah, Chester.
I know you like this. Huh? but anyway,
your mustache.
Russell Wilson kissed dicks. I don't give two shits about him. He ain't been nothing since he won fucking with that defense that carried him the whole goddamn way. So it don't matter nothing about.
Before we go to his replacement, do you think he's going to go anywhere and start?
Go? Yeah, of course.
Hey, somebody will sign him.
And he's serviceable.
And
no, I think no, no, no.
Start.
Oh no,
I think he's got to accept a backup, or at least I think he's got to go to a situation where like he can compete to be a starter. But he's not going to walk in and be the starter from day one anyway.
I got $3,000 of legal fees that says wrong. All right, it says differently. So y'all want to bet me going ahead?
Says that he will be a starter?
Goddamn right.
At this point, would you rather Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston as your starting quarterback? Because for me, that's
question.
Easy.
Shit. Fuck.
Stumped you.
Man, that's a good one. I'd probably go...
I'd take Russell Wilson.
I'd probably go Jameis.
I think a lot depends on the team he goes to. Because if you look at Russell Wilson's last year, like his stats were not bad. The issue was he was a game manager for a not great team.
We ain't going to talk about Jameis Winston for a whole other goddamn episode
I was talking about Russell Wilson.
Well, I know you are. I'm just saying, like, you're comparing the tippity toes to the tippity.
Well, because you're so confident that Russell Wilson's going to walk in and be a starter. But then,
I said it was a hard decision from the first off, motherfucker.
Your friend Kevin mentioned that Jameis Winston definitely should not be a starter, so
I don't give a shit about
that. So the fact
that
it's close to me makes me question what you got going on there, Chester.
How about this question? Who are the best free agent quarterbacks right now? Is it Winston and them?
Great question.
I can't think of anybody
off the top of my head.
You got the list there, motherfucker. Yeah. You just expect us to have it memorized.
I expect Kirk Cousins,
I guess. If you want to take a flyer on him coming off a major surgery,
he's free agent for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Jose, I'd love to hear your fucking ass on this. Let me hear some.
Kirk Cousins, Ryan Tannehill.
Are you just naming names, or are you fucking?
He's going down the list. He's going down the list.
I'm going down the list. Tyrod Taylor, Matt Barkley. What?
He's still in the league.
Nah, you don't want that one.
Blaine Gabbert.
Blaine fucking Gabbert.
Jeff Driscoll, Jacoby Brissett, Philip Rivers. Still really?
No.
I thought he retired. Yeah.
How old is this list?
Is this
like 12 kids?
Is it the first time doing this? American football, National Football League free agent quarterback.
Maybe he never like filed his like retirement papers or something.
He's just hanging around seeing if someone will be like, come on.
Andy Dalton.
Yeah. So far, it's Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson.
Yeah, they're your top two choices.
Yeah, give me Matt Barkley.
Good luck taking him.
Hey, if he can lead USC to something, I don't know.
I mean, he didn't win shit with USC.
Oh.
I mean, they were a pretty good team with him, but they didn't win shit, right?
USC? I don't really want to do this episode, to be honest. I didn't want to be here.
Gardner Minshew?
Gardner Minshew's not. He's up there.
Solid backup.
I just feel like he hit fire. What
Sam Darnold?
No.
Yeah,
no, yeah, absolutely not.
If Winston and Wilson don't become starters, I don't think they have another opportunity, right? Like, this is their one shot.
Well, it's going to be that they go in as a backup, and if someone gets injured, that's how they get it. Yeah, pretty much.
So you don't think either will be starters?
No, I think both.
I'm just acting like there ain't no damn quarterbacks going in this draft neither.
That's why the goddamn mother who
needs a quarterback is going to be picking that top 10, top 15. They're going to draft a quarterback. That's going to be their fucking
guy. And do those
quarterbacks
automatically start from week one?
Well, shit. Nowadays.
Okay.
One quarterback.
But how many have had really good success right off the bat?
At this point,
CJ Stroud.
You don't necessarily need it. CJ Stroud had a fucking borderline MVP season.
Yeah, he had a great year.
But what about
Bryce Young, who was drafted ahead of him? What did he do?
My point is, like, what do you fucking expect on year one? If you're trying to go out there and make the playoffs year one with a brand new fucking quarterback, then you fucking put in one of those goddamn veterans.
But
you
could
don't.
Also go the Packers go. Route Chester's and have here. Them learn behind a solid veteran who's been around the league for a while.
Packers fucking shit.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield.
Chase, correct me if I'm wrong, and this is me just kind of like just trying to think about this. Out of all the quarterbacks that do start, a lot of them do have really good freshman years, right? But like I think of like the Cam Newtons and the Youngs that had these like stellar like rookie years, and then they never panned out like for a full season quarterback.
Well,
even
Justin Herbert's best year was his first year. Man. And like, don't get me wrong, he's been really good since then.
Yeah.
But his best year of his career was his first year.
Is that like not having enough tape on somebody or something like that? Because that's my question and concern. It's really not the first year. It's like, I feel like you can throw in anybody and they can have a good year. It's will they have a good year for the next 10 to 15 years? And I don't know if that's like I want to see a study on that. I want to see a study on all the quarterbacks that come in on their first year and start and stay that way. Because I even think of Luck.
RG3?
Like, yeah, RG3, Luck, Young, Cam Newton, like they all had good careers or decent short careers, but short careers. That
I think
said.
Cam Newton, he just got beat up, dude. It's hard to take that many fucking hits.
What about Don Majkowski? Y'all thought about that?
Who?
Who's that?
Don Majkowski.
Don Majkowski.
I don't recall him at the bar.
His numbers
year.
Go a little more in on Don.
Yeah.
Is that the guy from Monsters Inc.?
Yeah, that was Don Majkowski.
Okay.
Don Majkowski, is he still out there? That's what I want to know. Because if he is, he needs to be fucking starting. All right. Dude, the fucking missile.
Piss missile. Can we bring that back?
Goddamn
first
piss missile.
Very beginning.
Goddamn piss. What? You got something to say, Jose? Just fucking come out with it. You looking at me like
I didn't even want to
ride
anything
on my mustache again. Come on.
I kind of do. I just like you keep your voice keeps changing and you keep sounding like Kevin and it's throwing me off.
He's my fucking cousin. What do you expect? I mean, shit. We're fucking related.
Is that something cousins share? Just
you voices? Know what blood is? Like, you may not know. All right, this is what blood is.
Is that a gay joke?
I don't understand. What does that mean?
You're gay?
Oh, it's because gay people can't donate blood. Oh.
Now it all makes sense.
Cancel.
Wait, is that still
there's
a fucking
no,
thing?
There's no way Chester
can you
would
believe
know
it?
That.
That is fucked up. Wait.
Wow.
You're going to bring that down, but that's fucked up. I didn't know that.
Is that really true?
Hold on a second.
Yes.
You want something like
that? What the fuck? That is fucked up. And Kevin comes in and want to suck my dick when I'm like actually being serious. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. That is fucked up.
I it may have recently changed, but it would have happened like maybe like a year or two ago.
Yeah. I do remember like having that checkbox, like, have you fucked a guy? And I'm like, I feel like that's kind of personal.
That's the way
that's a personal question.
But like as a 16-year-old in like high school, you know how like we all like give blood. Like I used to give blood in high school because you get out of class and get free.
Who actually tells
the
truth on that shit, you know?
What's that?
Huh?
Who tells the truth? I think you tell the truth.
Do you lie when they ask you if you fucked a guy, Chester?
Hey, look, sometimes you gotta, I don't call it lying. I call it withholding.
Sounds like someone took something from the playbook of Aaron Rodgers.
Listen, you don't fucking say a word about him, all right?
Oh, are you a Packers fan?
Oh, you
Chester?
Like him too, huh?
I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan, okay? Because that man tells the guy.
You like his
truth.
Mustache. You like his mustache.
He's got a nice fucking, yeah.
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 Listen here, hey, we're going to talk about Florida State because that's where I used to live in Tallahassee.
Florida State, your team.
This is what he interrupted.
We some dogs, man, no puppy.
Talking about some Florida State football. They some dogs. They ain't no goddamn puppies. So. Hey, listen here. We've got the baseball 10-0. All right.
Just give it a chase. Toss
no,
it.
No, I ain't going to get nothing to do. Because, look.
You got your notebook, Chester?
They're playing pretty good.
Chester got notes.
Pretty good.
Are we getting hot too early?
Ain't no such
that's
thing
not,
as
that's
getting
not
that's
question.
A fucking real thing in baseball.
But
kiss
that's my
first
question.
Off, you ain't gonna raise your voice to me, you little so pretty long. Boy. Okay?
Okay,
I'll fucking bend your ass over. So
it is the season. Oh, but Chase, I know Chase. Actually, all you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. But there is like, would you say going into a playoff situation, would baseball be the sport where being hot at the end is the most? What's the word?
Get
I'm
up, Chess.
For?
Go.
What's the word I'm looking for, Jay? Like, you have football.
You think we're getting
play
the,
you get hot,
to have
you
the
go,
momentum going in?
Yeah, the momentum
saying?
Is it the best for baseball? Is it best for hockey, football? Like, where does it play the most at?
Oh man, I would lean towards football, pro football specifically. Mm-hmm. Baseball, because baseball just it can flip so fucking quick. It's ridiculous. For football. To me, and it's probably recency bias because of fucking the Chiefs this year, but like I thought they were dead in the water. Like two-thirds of the way through the season, I was like, no one's fucking scared of the Chiefs.
Well, you know what happened.
And then they flipped a switch, and it's just – they weren't blowing everybody out, but they just fucking kept winning.
Taylor Swift, that's what happened.
I don't know. I feel like it's more baseball because there's less people. I think like in the team – like in the sports where there's less people involved, that sort of like – momentum is harder to keep and it matters more when you have it, because if I'm the starting quarterback, well, the starting quarterback, that's a bad example, but if I'm like a wide receiver and like I'm just not, you know, playing well right now, maybe my teammates will pick me up, team could still win, I could technically still be with the team that wins the Super Bowl, but I think like as a whole, as a collective, it matters more in like teams in sports like baseball or maybe even in basketball.
Basketball,
you know what I'm saying?
I was leaning towards. Yeah. I kind of get what you're saying, but also like I look at some of those San Francisco teams where it just seems like fucking like Bumgarner just fucking just couldn't be stopped. It's just like every game he started, you penciled in a W for the Giants in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then you're just like, okay, well, we're starting every series knowing we're going to lose 2 to 3 games that he starts.
Yeah.
So, like, that's not necessarily momentum. That's just, he's
about?
Just a playoff fucking beast.
What y'all talking about? I blacked out.
Okay.
But welcome back, I do want to
peyote.
Getting back to FSU baseball, I do want to say the last time FSU baseball started a season 10-0,
mm-hmm. when was it?
Last year.
It was 2019, and it was 11's Ooh. Last season. And that's the year that they made the College World Series. So mm-hmm. and won the first game in the College World Series.
Let's go.
And that was a season where they weren't projected to be that good, right?
They were okay. Yeah, they started 12-0, but then they kind of like the rest of the year they were just like very up and down. And by the end of the year, they weren't like a top 16 team. I think they were
every
like
every year with this shit, man.
They were maybe like 25th.
Same shit.
They weren't supposed to really. Shit. They weren't supposed to make it to the College World Series for sure.
What's the number one thing right now? If you had to choose, why we're playing so good? Like what's like is
our
it
offense.
Hitting? Is it
okay, I think it's the
our
offense. Which so, look at the box scores.
I mean, I follow
your boy
this
then fucked up and gave a whole shit ton of runs last time he pitched, right?
Who?
Old Dick.
Oh, Cam Leiter. He gave up, I think, Old four Dick. Runs. Yeah, he had trouble getting out of the fifth. But just to give you some perspective on how good the offense has been,
what's that mean?
FSU has scored 7+ runs in every game this year. They're batting .367 as a team. Whew. With a .470 on base percentage and a .592 slugging, they're averaging 11 runs per game, and 7 out of their hitters are hitting .320 or better. And they're 21-for-22 on stolen bases. They have walked more than they've struck out.
Here we
this
go.
Offense has
Chris, what you got written down?
What do I have written down?
What the fuck?
I don't know. I got nothing written down. I know what you're talking about.
It also helps that our number two pitcher has yet to give up an earned run this year.
Oh, boy.
So.
And they ain't put me in it. Just wait.
And they're 1-5 unbeaten teams.
Solid
so
fifth
so
round.
Very good.
It's a good start.
They're doing it on all aspects of the game. Like Chester said, Cam Leiter did have kind of a setback this most recent game. He was pitching good, and then he had some struggles.
He still gets
in the fifth
W, fuck it, right?
Yep. The real question is competition. We haven't really faced a good team.
That's true.
So.
You can't go out there and fucking dominate every night like I do on the fucking
on the pickleball
bars.
Oh,
in the bars.
The pickleball
bars.
I thought he said in bars.
Smashing the goddamn ladies, every single one.
Chester, 1 second.
Chase, what, man?
I said this during the middle of baseball because I went to the Virginia Tech game. I didn't realize in college baseball you can choose to use a wooden bat or an aluminum bat. Because there are players on Virginia Tech using a wooden bat.
The real question is, why would you use a wooden bat?
No, 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 no. I went down a rabbit hole that night because I sent this text to the guy, to you guys in the middle of the day saying, I didn't know you can use wooden bats in college. At first, there was enough players that I thought, oh, shit, did aluminum bats get banned? And I did not realize it. And then I realized it was just certain players that were using wooden bats.
You can use a wooden bat in college?
I had no idea you could do that.
Why the fuck would you? Yeah. Hey, and it's pronounced aluminium, all right? I ain't going to fucking have it no more, all right? Aluminium.
Yeah. I guess they're trying to, like, show pro scouts that they can use a wooden bat.
Show them when you hit a fucking 500 dinger, you know what I mean?
That's less of a question now than it was in, like, the 90s when the fucking aluminum bats were just so fucking juiced.
Speaking of juice, back in the 90s, boy, I fucking stuck
a home run
with
a wall.
I put
nowadays,
so much steroids in my
ass. If you're a college hitter and you hit like 15 home runs, that's a lot. Back in the 90s, you hit 15 home runs and you're like fourth on your own team.
I didn't realize you weren't supposed to get in your ass, though.
You didn't understand how to actually do it. You just did
they
that.
They said, put it right in your butt. No, so I stuck it in my asshole. It didn't turn out good. I just got.
You know what?
I'm the strongest asshole of all time, though.
You know how they're like talking about doing that Olympics with like allowing steroids? Like it's going
to
be a whole.
Yeah, the juiced Olympics.
Yeah, like what if we just do like for baseball, like going in the Olympics, just allow all those MLB players to have an aluminum bat? Like that'll be like the little switch in the Olympics.
Well, because
that shit,
also
I mean, how
juiced.
Many home runs would you would it would
I mean,
be like
or the
be, bunch,
yeah,
right?
And the juiced balls
five.
Too.
Yeah.
Five.
Only five?
What year was that? Like 2020 or 2021 where they had the juice balls and fucking home runs exploded?
What are juice balls?
So like they change up the balls every now and then. And even minor leagues sometimes use different balls. But they like for one season they use what they call juiced balls to try and like up the power numbers.
They didn't call it juice balls.
But
now.
It was
that's
juiced
you
balls.
You fucking say it. That's what you fucking want.
That's what everyone say. Calls it.
I can't stand you.
Jose?
I didn't know that.
Yes.
No
it was,
idea.
2019, right?
He's looking it up.
And home runs exploded that year.
They're trying to bring back Sammy Sosa. You can't do it, all right? You can't bring back Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire. That ain't going to fucking happen, all right? There's only one Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, and they both – well, one of them went from black to white, but we ain't going to talk about that.
Bring that part up.
In 2019, by the All-Star break, they had hit 6,668 home runs collectively as a league, which – in 2017, just 2 years later, or 2 years prior, they had just barely hit 6,000 the whole season. So,
yeah,
that's a pretty big spike.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Whew.
Well, you know, you
so juice balls and like 90 is aluminum bats. Is that what you're saying?
I fucked that whole thing up.
Okay. He's like, never mind.
It seems about right. It seems about right.
That's all right. We have a guy who fact checks. We have a guy who fact checks.
Oh, really?
Let him, check that. Let him go check that out.
His name's Andy.
Y'all done seen this about this fucking... You listen to me?
No.
Huh?
Yeah, we're listening to you, Chester.
Come on now.
Never.
Because I want to know that they done changed the rule about... You can't celebrate now? I can't fucking... If I hit a grand slam and I go fucking ape shit, flip my bat up in the air like I'm fucking super happy,
it's ridiculous.
I'm going to jail?
Yeah. Well, you're not going to go to jail for that, Chester. Oh, okay, it's probably for all the like warrants you have now, for your arrest.
I mean, I wouldn't mind because General Steve is there and he maybe had a special...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is. I actually hadn't read this. What exactly is it saying? They can't like celebrate it.
So
what is it?
It was in a Miami, Florida game. A guy got kicked out for another guy.
Just fucking Miami, Florida. Okay, fucking idiot.
But then a guy hit a grand slam in another game and flipped his bat, and he got kicked out as he like came around home. They're like, yeah, by the way, you're out of the game. So
game winning though, wasn't he the game winning one where it was the game winning of grand slam or home run, and he was running the bases and he said he kicked him out. I'm like, at that point, like, what are we fucking? The game's over. He won.
Also,
so
who
you're
gives
just
a shit, man. I know baseball has the unwritten rules, but like, what are we doing?
Fuck those unwritten
rules.
Here's
the thing.
Man. That's the dumbest shit about baseball.
You young
kids, fucking love baseball.
That's what's going on.
I can't stand that shit.
Give me an unwritten rule.
I ain't going to fucking have it, all right? So you ain't going to fucking...
If,
you talk
if
shit.
If one pitcher hits a batter, then the appreciate opposing pitcher will throw at the batter on the other team.
Okay. And you hate that?
I mean, you're getting hit with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball because your pitcher maybe accidentally hit another guy. And, I mean, players get injured. Jason Hayward was never the same after he took a fastball to the fucking chin. He was never the same player after that.
And it's not that fucking guy's fault who just got hit with a 90-something mile
he's like,
an hour.
I wasn't involved
He
in
might
that.
Not even fucking like the pitcher. He might be like, I think he's an asshole. Fuck him. I'm glad that you're doing
it. You just ding me.
If you like pimp a home run, like bat flip, or like kind of wait at
those
home plate for too long, they'll throw at you the next time you come out.
Or if you're fist pumping after strikeouts or shit like that, like
you can't fucking do it towards a player. You fucking run by a player, the opposite team, and you flip your bat, you know, up in the air like you just hit a home run because you did, and then you're fucking out. You're fucking kicked out of the game. Now look, here's the thing: you can't fucking flip your bat anywhere without being next to a fucking player. The whole goddamn field next to a fucking player. So the whole fucking
players,
field, anywhere you fucking flip your bat, there's
players.
Gonna be a fucking opposing player there. So
players,
there's no. Why don't you just fucking say, hey, don't fucking flip your bat and call it a day, and then
or
be a fucking
just
giant
fucking
douchebag.
Stop being such a little douche and like
I'm fucking
strike him out next time if it pisses you off.
Now you go over there. Look, you hit a fucking home run. And you look at that dugout and you say, hey, fuck you, motherfuckers. Like I did 1996, district champions. I did that in fucking Scambia High School.
You went to high school with Kev? Nice.
Well, he's my fucking cousin. I done told you.
Do all cousins go to school
together? That doesn't mean you have to go to the same high school.
I didn't go to school
together, Chase. No, not one, actually. Oh. And I have a lot. Because you know.
You're gay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yep.
Okay.
This sounds really cheesy saying it, but I love the bat flip only because I like seeing little kids do the bat flips, like when they're in like T-ball and they'll hit a home run and they'll do a little bat flip and they'll like just have the swagger running around.
There's nothing wrong with fucking celebrating, man.
I find that to be fun. Yeah, I agree.
Heaven forbid we fucking let some people be excited about some fucking shit. You know?
Again, if it pisses you off, use that as motivation to get them out next time.
I ain't going to say whose fault this is, but I think y'all already know. Yeah, I'm going to say.
Kevin's.
I was going to guess Kevin, too.
Yeah.
Who is it, then?
I was told I ain't supposed to say nobody's name on here. Politics and shit, but Starts with an O and ends with Ama. You know. It's just, oh,
all right.
I ain't say it. Thanks a lot.
You basically said it
at this point.
I'm writing it down so you know.
Thanks a fucking lot. But anyways, we got more shit to talk about, like goddamn boring ass basketball. It's coming up here 2 weeks.
2 weeks, you'll have a bracket.
You setting it up?
Yeah, the group's already made. You just got to wait for the bracket to come out.
You ain't said nothing nice. I ain't get my...
Ooh, yeah, I send it to you every year. You never seem to join it. That's so weird, Chester. You never seem to join it on time.
You got the right email, chester2dicks@gmail.com.
Is that the number two, or do you spell out two?
Ooh, and that's a really good question, Chris.
Chester's not spelling out anything.
Chester, you can spell
two.
It's T-U. It's like, it's half Spanish.
I'm sure that's the two that Chester would use.
So you spell T-U, that's the problem. I'm saying T-W.
He's bilingual.
Chester's bilingual. Okay.
That's where the mix-up is.
I'll make sure I get it to your correct email this year.
Figure it out. Look, hey, we got more stuff to talk about besides what, that's it.
That's it. That bracket's not
it.
Just a little teaser. Like, keep an eye out for it. That's about it. That's what we do.
Kevin will bitch about it. Like, I'm going to do this.
Just for the record, I'm going to bitch about it too.
Well, yeah. I mean, for sure. Multiple people will bitch about it, but that's fine.
So, what did you guys want to talk about with LeBron James and
you want to talk about it?
Caitlin Clark? Like, I didn't know what happened. What happened with that?
I know LeBron hit. Go ahead.
As a giant LeBron James fan, top five of all time. He broke the all-time.
Top three of all time?
Well, he's already broke the all-time scoring record, but now he's fucking 40,000 points. That's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who's sitting number two. He's got 38, 38, 30. He's got less.
Yes.
He's got a higher shooting percentage, though.
Who the fuck are you?
He's a center.
Who the fuck are you?
I don't give a fuck. He still is higher.
Well, centers are always going to have a higher shooting
percentage. You ain't good.
Also,
fuck are you, man?
you ain't good,
Chester. Right? Chester, your mustache, your mustache.
It's moving.
You know what is kind of crazy though? He only made 1 3-point his entire career.
Well, the 3-point line wasn't around for most of his career.
I'm fucking livid. I can't stand you.
Which also goes into why he would shoot better.
And then, you know, more importantly, you got the Caitlin Clark. Right?
Yeah.
So she did that.
Maravich, Pistol Pete.
Mm-hmm.
She's the number one scorer, NCAA, all time. Men or women, suck it, bitches. Hey, fucking suck it. Oh, you don't like that?
Fucking, you know the crazy part is
women succeed in life and Jason fucking can't stand.
You know, technically she can come back next year. She's already said she's not.
Yeah, I think she declared, but that is
technically
wrong.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I love you.
So she could really
much.
Put that record like out of reach if she wanted to.
Or she could just go make
Actually, she's probably
$100 a week.
She's probably making more money in college.
Yeah, for sure she is.
Yeah, speaking of that, we
before
got some
you leave,
sports.
Chester, you want some sports trivia or do you want Kevin to go?
Hold on.
Holding.
Keeping in mind, if you get it right, Kevin doesn't get a point.
That's true.
Why Chester? Sure. I was just okay.
This
that's
is a critical
finger.
Point.
Goddamn
here,
right, I'm going. Fuck y'all. You ain't gonna win. Yeah, ain't none of y'all gonna beat me anyway. You gonna put me on the board?
No, I'm not putting you on the board. I don't fucking know how to spell your name.
It's C A Chester.
C A.
Trivia. Your man's so mad at me right now. He said, I can't use none of this for social media. Now that you put a mustache on, I can't do nothing. Yeah,
I have nothing against mustaches. What the fuck is that, man? What does that mean?
Well, I grew it. It took me 6 months.
Oh, did it?
I mean, it's a thick mustache.
Pussy.
Goddamn.
All right. Like we talked about in episode 242, we alluded to being weird facts, and Chase was correct in that one. This is brought to you by, I think, facts.com is where I pulled it, so you know it's legit.
Mm-hmm.
First facts. Olympic
dot
Okay.
Not lies.com.
Telling the truth.com.
/ not lies for real.
/ we're first, serious.
The / first really, really. Olympic race was won by a blank. Sex worker, a chef, an officer. A comedian or a horse trainer?
Sex worker.
Repeat my options.
I mean, please? I mean, goddamn.
Please repeat my options, Jason.
Sex worker, chef, not to be misunderstood with a chief.
Thank you.
Officer.
Oh, great.
What was the event?
Comedian. I just said Olympic race. I bring it up to facts.com. Okay. They just said Olympic race. That's all they said.
I'm writing
slash
up
telling the truth.
Comedian.
I like how Chase is like, well, if it's a hurdle, then it's definitely a sex.
No.
Well,
was it? I missed the race part.
I heard this about you. You're always fucking asking questions after the questions. That's the thing. Fucking answer the goddamn thing.
First
hey,
Olympic
Chester,
race.
I'm not going to take advice from someone who can't go near schools. So thank you for that.
It's not wrong.
I'm good.
Middle school. Is, gotcha. Middle school.
Middle school.
High school. Elementary, that I can. Hey,
fair game, bro.
They'll let you go to
that's
elementary.
Really weird.
That can't be true.
They probably weird. Just, you should, you should not be at that elementary school.
I don't think you understood them very well.
Yeah, you didn't read the whole thing.
Oh, he didn't read it all.
What does that mean?
It's fair.
Was
what's
won
reading?
By a sex worker, a chef, an officer, a comedian, or horse trainer?
No I know way. It's. I'm going to go name. Officer, even though it's like obvious.
Going chef. It's a chef.
Okay.
Jose's doing that. Looks like a dick and asshole.
Sex worker.
You're doing.
Is it?
Sex worker. Chester.
That's what I hope it is, Frank.
That's what I think
said
you're guessing.
It's going to be a daggum thing. What's it, what was the one I said?
Which thing?
Said comedian.
Thank you.
You said comedian.
I'm sorry. I just got this new Dune popcorn bucket. I'm getting kind of excited. Then.
You got extra You got extra butter with that.
You can butter, put you? It on the board. Yes.
It was a chef.
Boom!
Oh, this is now wow. Time Jose.
Let's go.
Look at that. And everybody's eardrums have been blown out in celebration. Congrats, Chris.
You're welcome.
So
hey,
it
y'all
goes
got somebody,
by,
look, this ain't true.
First Olympic race was won by a chef. The first Olympic race took place in 776 BC and was won by a chef named Corbus. Moments after receiving his first paycheck, he hired a cook and an agent.
Why is the chef going to hire a cook?
They had agents back then?
That's what I said the same thing, Chase.
Because I feel like an idiot because I'm like, they probably didn't have police officers back then.
Facts.com, that can't be right.
Yeah. I think it was, yeah.
Well, it's right for this. So, sorry, Chester.
Oh, sorry. Facts.net is where
it is.
Oh.
.net.
That is like everything.
Chef
son of a bitch.
Changes things.
I was still guessing, chef.
That being said, Chester, I appreciate you joining 7 Minutes in Heaven. This is when we wrap
I don't
it up.
Appreciate your
never
fucking
come back.
Attitude, but I'm happy.
Where can everyone follow you and discover you and all your?
You can find me www.netscape.
Where are your mugshots posted currently?
What'd you want?
Your mugshots.
Do you have those
only
posted
fans?
Anywhere?
Yeah, my OnlyFans. Sure. OnlyFans.com/Chiff.
Chiff?
Chiff? Kevin, Chester, love the mustache.
Chiff?
Y'all listen check out 7 Minutes in Heaven.
No, y'all
if you have,
shut the fuck up, all right?
Listen to 7 Minutes in Heaven. Have fun with it. Yeah. And after you listen to this, make sure that you go and subscribe. And then also go and listen to the new episode that drops on Thursday, episode 242, where we won't have Chester, but we will have Kevin.
Yeah.
Or not.
No,
maybe
we won't.
We appreciate you guys. Follow us at Cup to Cup Show across all social, cup2cuplife.com. Buy some shirts. Check out everything else. You already know how to find the podcast, so I don't need to take that away from Kev. And that's it, guys.
This is fucking rude. I remember what he did. And he don't.
Bye.
He told me about it. He don't appreciate it.
Peace.
Any last words, Kev? Or Chase? Chester? Jay?
Whoever you are?
No, I'm good.
Well, I'd like to say, if y'all got a minute, talk about Jesus. Just stick around
nope,
for the next
end
35
it now.
Minutes.
End
and
now.
We go. Done.
Goodbye,
we got
Chester.
20 minutes.
And it is done.
Didn't take you for a man of faith, if I'm being honest.
I didn't take you for
it's
a
it's always the ones
man.
That are not allowed to be around schools that
yeah,
that are faith-bound.
That's a point.
All right. Well.
All right.